Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Love After Lockup is here, aka Indy's mom is the best.
She is.
I loved that whole scene.
What is wrong with Indy, though? She's like COVID. She won't go away. Like, seriously.
Well, it's
Lydia's house. Lydia's now got the whole family there and they're playing Barbies at home in the living room. It's so weird.
It's very odd. And the fact that her whole family had to roll up to like shake her awake. It's odd. And, you know, I just, her mom, while she rides Harry, like, have you said this to her? Have you like told her this? Cause it's always seems like hee hee ha ha when they're talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
Get in her face and say what you just said to him.
That you're a loser and you're...
That he's 17 and he's a child and he's playing 50 men. Yeah. She's seen it 100 times. Like, has she said that to her?
Coco's not his kid. Who cares? Right. He doesn't care about Coco.
No.
Yeah, it is. I agree with that. Now they shock him and put her in the car. It's fun for TV, but it is a joke. And it's like, this is probably how Indy ended up this way because... She's just sugarcoating. She kind of sugarcoats, but she doesn't sugarcoat. It's weird. Why does he say, I love you? Love you. And the way that Indy's so soft spoken on the phone. I love you. I'll see you soon. Where are you? Leave Lydia's house. You guys are not together. He's moved where he's paroled to get away from you.
Right. Right.
It's weird. Just,
it's very weird. And just like the fact, even like how casually they're joking when the brother FaceTimes about them like coming home, like get it out of your system or whatever and come home. It's like Indy has like blinders on where she's like, hey, hey, hey. But it's like, no. Like, get up. It's time to go home.
First time.
It's time for a spiritual divorce. Let's get this show on the road. I loved the mom. Like, we're going to have a spiritual divorce party.
Ugh. He's so unlikable and she's so unlikable. It's really not that fun. Harry's cussing the mom out pretty much. And
Harry's so baked in the car. It's like,
yeah,
this is how you're rolling. He is very conversation. Baked. Oh, my
well,
God.
He didn't know. He
so
thought
hot.
He was seeing her. He thought he was going to go screw Indy.
Right. Maybe. And manipulate her even more. There's just a like the mom said, you were 17 when you went in. You're 17 when you came out. That's the truth. That's what we're seeing. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure Indy and him have sex and that's it. What else are they meeting up for? There's nothing to talk about.
No.
What is there to talk about?
Her stuff and leave. She's got it.
She should have been gone. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird on Indy's end now. You're in his sister's house.
It's very weird.
Don't you want to leave? I don't want to be at someone's house like that. You this desperate? It's bizarre.
Yeah.
How can you financially afford this? What the hell's going on?
What do you mean financially afford it? She's just squatting.
But anything, how's she making any money to buy food, to do anything?
I don't know.
Take care of a kid. It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Makeup, doing somebody's makeup doesn't, she's got nowhere to be. Wanted to find a job. Who's watching her kid?
I don't know. Yeah.
What's the plan here, Indy? If I was Lydia, I'd say, get the fuck out. Harry's not here.
I would too. I'd be like, you gotta go. Like, enough's enough.
No, and then I come home, your whole family's here. Fuck no.
No, I loved the mom bringing up Terry to Harry. The way she said Terry.
Terry.
How'd she say it? Is that a Baltimore accent?
Terry. This is Terry. Where's Terry? Terry.
You keep bringing up Terry.
I thought that was funny. I know. Mm. Go tough talk Indy.
What are you? Oh, I saw your tweets. Let's go to
Let's go to Harry on the field.
Let's go to Harry on the field. Let's go to Reading and Rick.
Oh, my God.
I have to say, I love the roommate. Love
She's
the
great.
Roommate. She's giving it to her straight. She's reading through the bullshit. And she was also making great points of like.
She was.
The reason why she should. I don't know. I thought she was excellent. That entire scene.
I thought she was very on point.
Yes. Yeah. Fully on point. But I also appreciate, listen, Radine may be a trash person because she obviously is. She's like completely manipulating this guy. But the way that she told him she was getting irritated and walked away, I think she can be successful potentially outside of prison. She like checked herself and walked away.
Yeah, I do. I thought that was good growth as a human, but either she's, some people think she's on drugs. Do you think she's back on drugs? And who was on the phone? It sounded like her dad. It didn't sound like the
no, it was girlfriend. It was the dad.
It was the dad, yeah. And she what? It, but she didn't care to tell Rick that that was the dad,
right?
What did Ramona say exactly? I just watched and I didn't write down any notes on their talk, but her and that little hood,
you're not emotionally invested in Rick.
I thought that was a good point, right?
Yeah. You don't take his feelings into consideration. You don't accept him. I love that they're all pissed that you won't make it Facebook official. You won't accept him on social media.
They sound like they're 15.
I know. I mean,
people say that Rick is a predator, but at this point, Raydeen's old enough. And when they met, Rick was also 10 years younger. And sometimes people, that's just the way it is that men date younger women. And Raydeen has always been trying to get something on Rick.
The way they presented him was like he was a sexual predator. The way he is demonstrating himself, like, yeah, is he creepy in the hot tub? Would I ever give him my time of day? No, but I don't think he's a sexual predator. I think he's just kind of like
calling, screaming from the rooftops that he loves Raydeen. It's just pathetic.
Oh, it's terrible.
The way that she talks to him.
When I saw her in the motorcycle store, that's when I knew she was like taking him for a ride fully. She was trying to get the best thing out of it.
Once I found out that Kay and her are married.
Yeah.
I hate her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a huge thing to leave out on something. She's acting like eventually he thinks Kay is going to go off into the distance. They're freaking married.
Right. That your pet convict.
You're using him. I liked that. He's getting pissed. That is showing him, I guess. I thought that he meant that there was a different. I didn't think about it as Kay. I thought that maybe there was another convict, but that made sense, obviously, what she said.
Right.
But she's like, you're really starting to piss me off. She's such
she walked away. She calmly.
Or when she was sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's trash.
Of course. Yeah. But I think maybe she'll stay out of prison. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Or maybe she goes back in because she wants to be with Kay.
I could see her staying out of prison. I just don't know where she's going to work and what her future for her is because. I feel like death is on the doorstep for her. Mm. She seems like someone who's going to die soon.
I don't get a cracky vibe from her. Like, I don't think she's using, but I could be wrong.
Her teeth are falling. I don't get a cracky vibe from her.
Well, I mean, currently, like she is trying.
I don't think she's trying. I think if she was really trying, you wouldn't be scared. I think as long as she's scamming someone, it's on a bad road. Yeah, if she has somewhere to live, she could live with her parents and really try to be on the straight and narrow. Yeah, but she's using someone so badly, even if she wasn't married, you're married. That is a conscious attempt to keep something straight when you're using some other guy. Mm-hmm. She didn't even need to see him after she got out of prison. Use him while you're in prison. All you want. I don't care. But to keep it going, I don't know.
That's a good point.
Weird.
Yeah. Let's talk my joy of the week, which was Bronwyn's daughter, Branwyn.
I love how you say Bronwyn. That makes me laugh.
Every time I can't get it out of my head. I've just never heard a name like that twice.
Oh, no, it's crazy. It's so wacky. And two whack job blonde. Bronwyn looks like she belongs in prison, too. She is such a piece of shit. Bronwyn from Real Housewives of Orange County. I don't care. I'm going to mom shame her. She's a shitty mother. I don't care if anybody, she could say all day long. She never sees those kids. I don't believe her. I feel like the dad, thank God they have that dad. It's too many.
The fact that like she had all of these kids too to stay sober is so crazy. And what a weird thing for those kids to know.
Yeah. Oh, and she's just repeating the same thing that her fucked up mother did to her. And she's a couple years away from dressing like her mom. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is. We all turn into our mothers. Speaking of, how about Branwyn working in the strip club for 22 years? It's amazing. 22.
Well, a face like that is where you belong. You're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Making all the money. And no, I'm just joking. They're two beautiful women. They should be in mother-daughter porn. I'm not joking. They would make a killing.
Anybody who's watched Euphoria, she reminds me of the there's kind of like a prostitute friend that's like living with Fez, one of the characters everybody loves. That's who she reminds me of. Like her whole outfit, the fact that she like didn't even attempt to like put on real clothes to like go to the salon for the day tells you all you need to know.
When you're
also $600, like that,
you should show your stomach, right?
That's right. Yeah, good point.
I don't know. I'm so jealous. I wish I was young and free and working at a strip club. I can understand. She's not going to change. I can understand. I love the fur coat. I love the whole look.
For the hair?
She should have had her hair dyed. Why did she get her roots fixed? No, it didn't at all.
It looked the same. I was like, $600? I need to emerge.
It looked exactly the same.
I just won the beautiful swan or the ugly duckling, whatever that show was.
It should be Miss Congeniality when she goes from the frump to the...
Or gasping.
Yeah.
That shit looked terrible.
And the daughter just got her hair styled. The daughter is gorgeous. I thought she was really pretty.
Oh, no. She's very pretty.
Right? I know.
I mean, the card getting declined and then the daughter pulling out. Oh. I worked today pulling out the tens, taking care of it.
I worked last... Do you think that's staged?
I was wondering the same thing. I don't know. Couldn't tell you definitively.
And I think that Chaz would go wherever Branwyn is. So Branwyn should stay with the daughter and let Chaz figure it out.
I was thinking the same. Because there's like, when she broke down outside, you just like, it's such a sad situation. She's been locked up most of her life, never was able to like do anything. And like, she does seem kind of like she's maybe trying to stay sober and you know? And so I do want her to be
aluminum
successful.
Foil in her hair.
Yeah,
I do too. I think the priority is let Chaz financially help you. I don't know. Chaz seems like he'd get on a plane and travel every day to Sierra.
Seems like maybe
it's gotta be with the girl. The daughter doesn't seem to hold things against her that much.
No.
She seems very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Which I
like. Is she troubled? I know she ends up at the strip club, but what's the deal there with the daughter? Who raised her? I wish they would get into who raised her.
She said like a variety of family members, which is for the phrase you want to hear.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And she seems okay.
Yeah.
But she's probably not, but you think she's going to be on drugs?
I hope not. Like you think, Branwyn said, it's the culture.
Do you think that, I don't mean to be this as a joke. Do you think that in that strip club, she's sucking dick for money?
I have no idea. I'd have to see the strip club. Was that where
the
they
door?
Met?
That was
if
outside
that's where
the
they
door.
Met outside of there. I would say maybe.
If that was a New York City strip club, that could be a high end. But when you're going in, where are they in Kansas? In downtown Kansas. And like, it was like the Dragon Split strip club or something like that.
Ooh, maybe.
Can you imagine what's going on? There's a show we need to see.
Yeah, please.
Crazy.
Let's talk.
Branwyn talks pretty good about Chaz, though. She's like, he's a nice guy. I'm getting old. You know, there's not much left.
I mean, all facts. He's short.
And her breaking down.
Very different than anybody they've ever been with. Those are facts.
Like yelling at him saying, you know, I have a phone call, deal with it. And he tried to get all weird on her.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. All right.
This one was great too. Antoine.
Lacey and Antoine.
Yeah. Oh, the sister.
Let's talk about getting a Washington tattoo on your face.
God.
That's a crazy decision.
He did it behind her back.
Like
it
how many
shows
people are
where he is.
Washington to that level.
I don't know. People will love it up there.
Yeah. I love the sister. What are you going to do? Put the zip code on your eyebrow?
The sister's out of line though. You're not his PO officer. You're just meeting him. And the way that she says, "Hello, young man. This is your sister's boyfriend. You're treating him like it's your nephew."
Yeah. I have a lot of issues with Lacey. Like Lacey describes him as the man of her dreams, like girl, get new dreams. How
it's
is
a little
this
boy.
Possible? You keep calling him ungrateful, like he needs to come out sucking your dick. Like I don't understand. He's a child. You are with a child who has mommy issues. That's the
he
reality.
He needs like serious guidance.
Yes, he needs.
And
he
doesn't have a plan.
Like
Obviously.
No, he has no plan.
He's got a face tattoo.
And when he said, like, I've lived every day of my life day to day, he's being 100% honest. Like, that is just, that's who you're dealing with. Period. He's not going to be who you want him to be.
Go date some guy who's an accountant at a normal company if you want some guy. Yeah.
Exactly.
And the sister was in prison.
Yeah. Loved that. Yeah.
And the mom is like, sounds like she's on death's door, doesn't she? Stage 4 cirrhosis. You probably know, has cancer.
That's like when you just see the true depth of addiction is when death is staring you in the face and you cannot stop.
Did she stop? She said, oh, she's still drinking?
I think that's what she's saying. Like, I don't think she said at any point she was sober. She said, I have to not drink for 6 months.
Right. I guess I took that. Yeah. I didn't take in the severity of that statement. Right. Love the mom, though. She's a babe.
I love her.
That's too bad.
I love him describing him like talking to chicks as keeping his game tight.
Mom seems to like Lacey, though. She said she didn't like the other girlfriend, but she didn't say she didn't like Lacey.
And I think she told him, like, knock it off. I hope he stays sober.
She knows how he likes to rip and roar.
Right.
Rip and God, roar. Poor thing. She looks bad. Her face looks pale, like she needs nutrients.
Yeah.
Alcohol, again. Alcohol is the devil of this world, and it's just so okay.
God. I know. It is crazy.
Can't smoke weed. People are in prison for that, but Cirrhosis Sally over here can just drink herself to death.
Cirrhosis Sally.
God.
I know. That's ridiculous.
It's really sad. She needs a miracle. She ain't getting no liver replacement.
She's got to be sober for 6 months.
No, I love the sister. List. Like, what's your plan?
In his face. That was great.
Like, back off,
so
bitch.
Inappropriate. I know. It's great.
I know Antoine's not a perfect angel, but the poor guy was just in the hole. He's a couple years away from any plan. Or a year. Yeah. I mean, the poor guy needs to just really lay low. I don't know. Or he needs like a nice little job at Play It Again Sports, help people pick out a surfboard. Here's a skateboard, something really low key.
Play It Again. I'm not going to lie to you. I fast forwarded through Kayla and Martel.
I wanted to, and I really a little bit, pretty much they're just going to fight in FUCK their whole lives. It's so stupid. I hate them. Yep. I hate them both.
Shout out to FUCK. We're such an appropriate.
And then Bobby and Miss McGee, Bobby and Brad Pitt's
either.
Cousin. He says he legitimately is Brad Pitt's cousin. His grandpa is brothers with Brad's dad. I'm trying to figure out how that happens.
Wait, say that again. Grandpa.
His grandpa is brothers with Brad's dad.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they are cousins.
They met when they were six. When he was six, he met Brad Pitt. His grandpa is brothers with Brad's dad. So they're cousins. Super young. Because Brad Pitt probably is 20 years on old Chance, right?
Oh, good call. Yeah, maybe. Chances so of 40.
He was a sperm that got 40, loose.
Right.
Right. But Brad 40. Pitt's probably 60 something.
He's not 60. He's like 52.
Is
maybe
he?
Maybe 50. How old is he? Is he even 50?
Poor Brad.
It's got to be 50, right?
Brad's 75. I mean, I was shocked that Jerry Seinfeld's almost 70. So, you know, I can't believe that.
Damn, Brad Pitt's 58.
Death on the door. Same age as Johnny Depp. Leonardo DiCaprio looks like he needs a cirrhosis. He's got cirrhosis.
Oh, really? I haven't seen a recent picture.
Oh, I just looking at a picture of him right here. It just got such a fat fuck face to me. But sorry. All right. Well, all right. Love you guys.
We love you.
See you later.
We'll be back.